Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is the witching hour, 5 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. I don't know. I've been in a real pet kind of mood lately. I don't know about you guys.
A pet kind of mood?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you the 5 best types of dogs.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Right. Here we go!
Number 5.
The hot dog.
Dog.
Now, the thing with the hot dog, it could be higher. I'm not a big dirty water dog. I'm a grilled guy. So a good grilled dog, nothing better in the summer, but would be higher if the dirty water dog was more consistent.
All hot dogs are amazing, but I've actually learned to like the hot dog straight out of the fridge the best.
You're so gross.
Like cold?
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh.
Why?
Like, what is wrong with you, dude?
A lot of things, Tiki. A lot of things.
Disgusting that is.
Just be lazy. Just throw it in the microwave until it explodes and then eat it. That's even better. A cold one. I'm talking it's better than the cold one.
So you just take a slimy, cold dog right out of that fridge, slap it in your mouth, and you go, that's good?
It's amazing.
What, do you cut it in half like Carmelo Soprano and make it a Lincoln Log sandwich with cream cheese?
I just stick it in my mouth. It's great.
You just stick cold, slimy dogs in your mouth.
It's like bologna. It's fantastic. Go ahead. Keep going on your list.
Number 4.
Bologna?
Have some respect for bologna.
Him? Prosciutto. Something.
Prosciutto. Totally the same thing. Number 4 is the golden retriever.
Dog.
Who doesn't love a lick in the face from a golden retriever? And as we learned in Air Bud, great athletes.
The golden retriever feels like the all-American dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number 3.
What dynamite, would say?
Dynamite dropping, Monty. Number 3 is the 2022-2023 New York Knicks.
Dog.
What an addition Josh Hart was to that team.
Oh, you're giving them the 3 spot?
I am. The 2022-2023 New York Knicks.
Oh, last year's Knicks.
Those Knicks were dogs.
Yeah, they were dogs. It's funny to think about last year versus this year. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's such a different feel because it feels like last year was this pleasant surprise in a way.
Yeah.
This year, there's going to be more expectations.
Yeah. I agree.
So it's tough to dog it in year 2 after being the true dog in year 1.
So that version of the Knicks is number 3. Number 2.
Number 2.
The Pomeranian.
Dog.
What?
Great lap dog. I had 2, Wellington and Jay. May they rest in peace. Long life, which is good. That's why they get raised up here. Longer lives than most dogs.
Who was Jay great named companions. After? Wellington was obviously after Mara, but who was Jay
so
after?
It was a compromise. My wife loved the name, and at the time, Jay Feely was the Giants kicker.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Jay Feely?
Yes.
Nice. They named your dog after Jay
My
Feely?
CBS
dog!
In-game announcer colleague.
Yeah.
As well as teammate.
I don't have anything against Jay Feely, but his dog's named after him.
And Wellington came down to Wellington versus Tiki at the time.
Wow. No, but Tiki would agree with going with Wellington.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
He's a Wellington guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would have been awkward.
Probably now.
Dog!
That would have been. Number 1.
And last dog, Tiki.
You are a dog, though, Tiki. All right, last but not least, the best type of dog, the current Yankee outfield.
Nah, I get you, man.
They are dudes, and they do damage. That's Cinco de Fivo.
All right, thank you, Sean. Trying to create even more hate between him and Lugie on the other side of the glass.
It's like a fake smile Lugie has on over there.
Well, he's angry. He's upset about this whole situation. Let's go to Joe in Newton, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, got a question for Lugie.
What?
Hey, Tommy.
What?
Since you've taken the ownership of the name dog, what the hell do I call my dog now?
It's not the literal form. It means you have that dog in you. It's not an actual canine. Go kick rocks, Joe. You seem like a nice fella. but it was a bad joke.
You're in a tough, you're in a shaky spot.
No, I'm pissed off. I'm in a really bad mood right now because something I've cultivated is being taken from me from a fan base that I have a deep hatred for.
Oh, they're all taking it. Like, these social media guys are just going nuts creating T-shirts. Like, the John Boy guys made a T-shirt. Barstool, I think, has already made a T-shirt.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's just going to town on this. Yep. They're taking advantage of the situation, and they're leaving you in the dust.
Been nice if WFAN made a T-shirt when I came up with the thing.
So you're blaming WFAN?
What about lazy digital team could have done something.
What about you?
What about me?
Why don't you do it?
Not the individual person at Barstool doesn't do it. The company does it. So maybe perhaps somebody could wake up here and do something.
So you're blaming the company?
Yes.
I mean, he just called our digital team lazy.
Sure did.
I think he called the digital team lazy and our company cheap. I think was the
No, I didn't call the company cheap. I just said they were out to lunch.
Out to lunch.
They didn't realize my brilliance, and they allowed the Yankees like to come in the night and take it from us.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan
is calling from Tarrytown. What's up, Ryan?
Evan, this is just for the insults from the Ranger fans earlier about 2 o'clock. 1984!
That's great. Okay, so you took our chant that we used against you for many, many years, and now you're using it against us. The problem
1984.
Is, the problem is, they were a dynasty. So you're mocking a dynasty.
Yeah, but who even remembers that?
I mean, we remember the last time they won a title, but like...
Do we? I wasn't even alive.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I was 9 in Virginia.
I know, but he was trying to do the 1940 thing.
Because it's starting to get that long.
I understand that, but don't you think, if we're just being fair, I want you to take your fandom away. Mm-hmm. And obviously, for those that are too young to remember this, and Tiki wasn't even around in New York for this,
no.
What Islander fans used to do to the Rangers was chant... 1940, because that was the last time they'd won a cup. By the way, want to hear something crazy about 1940? We thought it was so many years. The freaking Jets have gone longer without winning.
Well, I just thought that. So we're 14 years away from the Islanders hitting that number. Does anybody think the Isles are winning a cup in the next 14 years?
I mean, it's on the table.
On the table, but there's actually a better chance than not that they pass that Ranger draft.
I think there's a chance, but the Jets have and the Knicks are.
I know, so it shows like, you there's the a curse good, wasn't that bad.
There's a good, or it shows we're pathetic right now. If the Jets have passed it, the Knicks are going to pass it, then you mention the Islanders are on the way, and then the Mets are on the way. Basically, half of New York would have passed a chant that we mockingly threw at Ranger fans.
Right.
My only point is...
It shows you how hard it is to win.
It's hard to win. I just think it's weird to mock a year. Yes, it's the last time they won. But you're referring to a dynasty. You know what I mean? Like maybe the greatest dynasty in the history of sports. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense if we're being fair?
No, I agree. Because it's such a historical marker in the sport.
It's not a random championship they won.
However, it's the only 4 years you really had.
No, I acknowledge it was a long time ago. I'm not even arguing that. I'm more pointing out the Jets. The Jets have now passed the Rangers.
Yeah.
And that curse that the Rangers supposedly had. We've already passed it. The Knicks are on their way to passing it unless they win a title in the next couple of years. It's insane to me. Adam is calling from Hasbrook Heights. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. What's up, Adam?
I wanted to talk Giants draft real quick. Number one, I am not for a quarterback. I like some of the moves they've made so far with the O-line. I like bringing in Drew Locke. If Marvin Harrison Jr. could fall to us, I think he's a generational talent.
No chance.
And then there's a guy that
I love the kid, but I don't think he's going to fall to us.
Yeah, no, I know. But then I might want to trade down. But a guy that I think would be awesome for the Giants is Aldrick Estime, the running back from Notre Dame. He can run between the tackles. He can make his own holes. He's a great pass protector. He's a great local kid. I think he'd be great to, you know, open up holes for the Giants and
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's kind of like that gets back to like a Brandon Jacobs type guy. With Devin Singletary, I think that would help them out a lot. I just want to know your thoughts about Audric.
Honestly, I don't know a lot about him because I didn't watch him.
You got to watch some tape. Give us some running back analysis.
But I don't think the Giants are going running back in the high rounds.
But where would that guy even be projected to go?
I was looking him up, but I wouldn't even. There's only really two running backs, in this draft class that are even mentioned as being in the top couple of rounds.
Yeah, pretty good year last year, 1,300 yards.
Yeah,
18 touchdowns.
I don't doubt he's a good player. Notre Dame's had a great program, but. The Giants, I don't think, are in the market for running back, especially because they address it in free agency with Devin Singletary and the signing of Dante Miller, who most people don't even know about. He's just blazing fast. He went to Columbia, and then he went to South Carolina, but he had eligibility issues. But he's tested unbelievably. He ran a 4.27 40, and he bench-pressed 225, 220. 28 times,
jeez.
Which both of which would have led all running backs in this year's combine.
Really?
He wasn't invited, so he had to do it at an individual workout. But technically, because of the eligibility issue, he's been a free agent for a year.
Really?
And so the Giants signed him, what was that, like 2 weeks ago?
It was actually during the Yankee home opener, so it went very unnoticed.
Right.
But he's basically going to be the Giants' dart at a running back in the draft.
Right.
That's the equivalent.
That's a little under-the-radar move.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it could pan out to be a great one.
Yeah. I agree with you. Marvin Harrison probably doesn't drop to them at six, but the one thing to keep in mind is if Minnesota trades up for a quarterback and they go to four and we get the four quarterbacks, bing, bing, bang, bang,
mm-hmm.
that really just means there's one slot before the Giants pick.
Yeah.
So if Marvin Harrison Jr. is that one guy gone, which I would guess he is, then you're right.
That would be the Chargers,
but it's and you would think they're gonna draft a wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean they traded one and cut the other one.
Yes,
right. Yeah, so
yes.
They got rid of their two, but those were cap casualties. And so when you have a cap, they still like them, I think, but they were getting older and they were cap casualties. But you still need to replace them.
But my point is, there's still that like chance he actually could drop to six. If you're getting quarterbacks 1, 2, 3, 4, you just need one team to either value a different wide receiver or go offensive line.
But he is such a stud. I don't see the Chargers passing up on the best wide receiver in the draft.
No, I think you're probably right. I'm just merely saying it's
he's been doing
it's
it
possible.
From jump.
Yeah.
I think his first game he scored 3 touchdowns.
That's
and
impressive.
It was a Rose Bowl.
And he's got the DNA, that's for sure. Now, before we get back to your calls, there is something very important that I am fascinated about. So the Masters begins tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't give a crap about the Masters. The only time I ever liked golf is I started gambling on it a little bit during the pandemic because there was no sports going on. But I've always had a very tough time getting into golf the way everyone else is. And everybody's into it. They bet it. They play fantasy. They think that they're a golfer, so they watch them and they analyze their own swing. That's true.
It's become less interesting.
To you?
Just in general.
Because of the LIV Golf Tour and all the stars
because
being on that tour?
Everything is divided.
Yeah, but not at the Masters. Everybody gets to come together.
So the majors are where it becomes interesting.
You know, if anything, the majors should be more interesting because you actually get to see all the great golfers together. So the way I am with golf is if I'm not betting on it, maybe on Sunday, if it's close, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll see what the hell's going on. But I am fascinated about Scottie Scheffler. Because Scottie Scheffler, who I think is the favorite to win the tournament, by the way, has come out very honestly and said, look, my wife is pregnant. If the water breaks, if she's going in labor,
I'm out.
Peace, I'm out of here.
Wow.
Now, I got to tell you, because I tried to put myself in these shoes. I think we all could put ourselves in these shoes, not as well as you can, because we could easily just say, it's the Super Bowl. What are your kids is being born? What are you doing? So let's start there.
Yes.
First of all, when your kids were born,
it was timed well.
It was all timed well?
Yeah.
Was that done on purpose, by the way? Were you analyzing the schedule?
Not really, but okay. So AJ was born in July. So, I mean,
get you out of training camp for a week.
It just happened sometime during the season.
But no joke, you didn't plan it.
No. Okay. No, it just kind of happened that way.
Because people are crazy enough. They're like, okay, we got to do it.
And then Chasen was born in March. So both of these conceptions happened during the season. So it's just...
I'm starting to notice a pattern. Very horny during the season.
Hey, it worked.
And that was not done, like, there was no...
It was just random. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Interesting.
It just happens.
Cowboys week, Eagles week, T?
I don't know. You'd have to go back and look.
You've
never
been able
into that hole right
you never
there.
Able to pinpoint, like, that was the night that caused this?
Probably. I could definitely do it with Tracy, with my second wife.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay.
But it was so long ago. AJ's 21, dude. It was like 22 years ago.
I have such a personal story that I'm not going to share. Maybe at some point I will, in which you guys are involved, but I'm not getting into it. I'm not ready for that. So if you were in the Super Bowl, are you walking out?
I mean, yes.
Okay. You definitely walk. Not even a question.
For the game.
The game has started.
Yes.
And you got alerted.
No, I'm walking out for the game.
So you're not going to see the birth of your child?
No.
I'm not judging you. I'm just asking. No. Does it matter if it's your first or second or third or fourth?
Yes, it definitely does. This is Scotty Scheffler's first.
It is. Yes, so it is.
That makes the biggest difference.
I agree. Yes.
I mean, it's the only difference because it's your first child. It's the most magical, amazing thing that will ever happen in anybody's life.
No question. So
it's the meaning. It's your meaning of life.
First child, you're leaving the Super Bowl. You just did this beautiful thing, and now you're like, I'm not sure.
Hey, Doc, we need a C-section.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Tricky.
Yeah.
Tricky spot.
Yeah.
Tricky spot.
I mean, Tracy and I did that. We're like, hey, Doc, we got to get this thing out.
I think
before the new year, we need tax breaks.
I think what is different with Scotty Scheffler and using the Super Bowl analogy, because obviously none of us as humans can compare it to the Super Bowl. We could all come up with different things, like our fandom, I guess. Oh, it's game 7 of the World Series. The Yankees or Mets are in it. What are you going to do? But I think what Scotty is going for him is that he's in the Masters every year.
Yeah.
So,
and he's going to be a favorite for other majors, and he'll likely be a favorite next year at the Masters. Like, he's not going to all of a sudden become a bad golfer.
Yeah, I think where it's challenging is if he went into Sunday with a 4-stroke lead, he's the clear, hey, he's going to win this thing, and that's when the water breaks.
Yeah.
And now you got to withdraw, and you're out, and it's over. And by the way, for all you guys out there that are gamblers, like, screw you. This has nothing to do with that. Mm-mm. Like, don't bet on him. You obviously understand the circumstances. It's more that personal level of, okay, I have a chance to accomplish something amazing, but... My kid's about to be born.
Right. I wonder if it's easier because it's an individual sport or if it's easier if it's a team sport.
My gut would be individuals easy because you're not letting anyone down.
Yeah.
I think the problem you would have had is in your mind you would have felt you were letting people down.
True, but as an individual, you also think about how hard it is to get back to that opportunity again.
Right, right.
Meaning... fourth round, you have the lead.
Well, that's why I'm creating that situation. Like, if it happened today, it's easy. Okay, I'm not in the Masters this year. I withdrew. If you're struggling or you're about to not make the cut, okay, whatever. My kid's about to be born.
Yeah.
I think it's more, wow, I've got a 4-stroke lead.
Yeah.
I got 3 holes to go, and I've just been told.
Well, that's the other thing, though. The water breaking isn't like the movies where all of a sudden the baby's going to go in the kid. You got a little time.
You do, but you don't know.
Because you got to also get there.
That's true. Yeah. Where is he? He's in Augusta.
Yeah, like there's a lot of factors.
You might have to do a traveling doctor thing.
I'm serious.
What annoys me is I can already tell that there are going to be people that are going to bet on Scotty Scheffler.
Uh-huh. And be mad about it.
And be mad about it.
Yeah.
And the truth is, like, could you really be mad at it? First of all, we all know the situation. And if you didn't know the situation, I'm telling you the situation. This is out there. Scottie Scheffler's wife is due, I think, relatively soon. I'm not sure the actual due date. I don't know if we have that information. And he has been open and honest that if she gives birth, I'm out. But if it was your second or third child, you would do it differently?
Yeah. And by the way, I think the reason that this makes sense for him is that he's already won the Masters.
That changes it, you think?
Absolutely.
If you had won a Super Bowl, would that have changed it?
100%.
Okay.
Think about who is it? Rory? I think it's Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Rory doesn't have a Masters. He's got all the other ones. He doesn't have the Masters. and he needs the Masters to complete the slam, like to have all to all the majors. And Scheffler's already got the Masters.
Right.
So it's like, I've already done that. I've conquered Augusta. I need an Open. I need the Players. I need the other ones. I need the British. I need the other ones. This one's fine. I have a kid that's born. It's not that important.
It is the Giants Super Bowl, Sean, and your wife is about to give birth. You leaving the Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
No question.
You can't miss the birth of your kids.
Oh, look at that.
That being said, did I have a conversation with a doctor ahead of a giant Washington football team game ahead of my first kid? Yes, I did.
You had a conversation with a doctor about what?
My wife was running a little slow after the water broke on getting the baby out, and we were in the middle of the night. Giants, this was the Andrew Thomas Chase Young Bowl game.
Okay.
Giants were kicking off at 1. Pulled the doctor aside at about midnight. I said, we got to speed this medicine up.
And we're talking about a game that really didn't even matter.
It mattered for me. I said, we got to speed this up. I can't have this. I still got to go to sleep tonight. We got the Giants.
What did the doctor say?
Doctor was a Giant fan. Agreed.
Oh, get out of here.
Whatever that stuff is that help you, you know,
Pitocin.
Loosen up. Yeah.
Pitocin.
We sped that up. Baby was out by 1:30.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
So, but I would leave. 100%.
You would leave. Okay. No,
yeah.
I would too.
And by the way, I wouldn't get angry at a player either. I would get angry that you didn't think about it, you know, mathematically. But no, I would understand. Babies take priority.
I think babies take priorities, and for anyone who's like, oh, my God, I'd miss it, I think that story is better than actually seeing your team win. Like, your team wins, and a child is being brought into the world. Like, I think that whole package is almost better than even being at the Super Bowl or being at the seventh game of the World Series. So I'm with you. Like, I know you may think I would act differently, but no kidding. I'm out.
Remember with the Rams, this almost happened with Van Jefferson, and his wife went into labor the moment the game ended, and he got rushed off out of the celebration.
I kind of vaguely remember that.
Did he make it to?
He made it.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's incredible, man.
Won the Super Bowl, missed the whole trophy thing, had to get right to the hospital.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nah, so you got the best of both worlds. So good luck to Scottie Scheffler and his wife, obviously. Hopefully the baby comes, hopefully the baby's healthy, and it's obviously a joy. Your first kid, man, that's an experience. We all remember it. If you have kids, let's go to Jimmy in Brooklyn. Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy.
It's an honor, fellas. It was 1983 was the last Cup for the Islanders. Guys said 84. I appreciate everything you guys do. I love this show. I just can't believe that you guys are on. This is great. This is like the Little Rascals meet Saturday Night Live. I love it so much.
I don't know if that's a compliment now. Now I'm confused. No, I'm not sure.
No, it is a compliment.
Half these guys never watched the Little Rascals. They have no idea.
That's true, yes. Very confused.
But go ahead, Jimmy. What's your point?
Thank you very much. Okay, and you know, congratulations with the book and everything. I'm going to buy 2 copies because every time I buy a book, like a sport book, I give it to one of my friends, and they say that I didn't give it to them. They don't give it back. So I'm going to have 2, and the other one.
You know what you should buy? Buy 3 while you're at it. buy 4 while you're at it.
Right,
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Let's go to David in Glen Rock. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So I need to know why the DMs of Evan Roberts and Evan and Tiki have not been checked to the point where you missed my photo of Tommy and Alexi Lafreniere being the same exact person. I just sent this through again.
You
so
sent
right
this
there.
To me? You sent you DM'd me?
DM'd Evan and Tiki and just Evan.
You know, here's
right
my...
Now.
I want to acknowledge, I have open DMs, which I think is kind of cool because I can interact with people. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I don't get the open DMs. Like, there's a message request bar, and I always forget that I have to click on that. Like, I just clicked on it right now, and I got all these freaking messages from people I haven't talked to.
Yeah, well, I don't expect you, like, you know, and that I should be put ahead of anybody else, but the photo, if you look at it...
I didn't see it. No, I apologize. Send me the photo again. Well, I don't even know what your Twitter name is. Maybe I'll look for it.
It should be at the top of your DMs. I just sent it.
Is your name Mikey?
Right there.
David.
No, my name is...
Is your name Ed? Is your name Joe? I'm going through all my DMs. I don't even see it. What's your name?
It should be the very first one. I just sent it.
I'm telling you. I'm looking at all these people. I get a lot of DMs.
The server's slow.
How can it be? It's got to be at the top.
The server's slow. It's not like a text message.
Is your name Metzalitz? No, that's not you.
Is your name
Morning Pancake? No, that's not you.
It is not.
Are you Joey Petito? No, that's not Joey Petito.
I am not.
I am not.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. How about the Evan and Tiki page? Is it there?
Yeah, well, I don't check that. Loogie does that. Loogie, have you been checking the Evan and Tiki direct messages? David slid in, and he had a very funny picture of you looking like Alexei Lafreniere.
Exactly like him, though. Not even like it's not even like a kind of sort of. It's the same person.
All right, well, Sean is a diehard Ranger fan who stares at Alexis Lafreniere in a very uncomfortable way most of the time. Do you think they look alike?
Not only that, I saw the first time David sent this to us like a month ago. It's a reach. Mm. Sorry. I'm good for a good laughing doppelganger. It's a reach.
You don't think they look like each other?
I don't. Maybe I'm too close to it because I root for Alexei every year. I sit next to Loogie. It's... No, it's a really,
can I give you?
They're skinny.
I want to give you a doppelganger, and don't give me the race stuff. I want you guys to think about this because I'm going to give you a white guy and a black guy that look exactly alike. Okay, and people can't look past that. Trust me. Are you ready?
It's the beard. That's what he's going on. But go ahead.
Are you ready for this one?
Go ahead.
Mike Piazza, Latrell Sprewell. Go ahead. Mike Piazza, Latrell Sprewell, doppelgangers. And I know, they don't look like... Shut up. Look at the pictures. Look at their faces. What? Same guy. You're welcome. you guys are welcome for that. That's a gift. Way. You don't think they look alike?
I'm just looking at Latrell Sprewell right
now. Okay. Wow, watch. His mind's about to be blown.
I think Sprewell and Piazza are closer than Lafreniere and Lugan.
I see? You see it, though, right? Like the eyes?
The eyes into nose... Yeah, I'm in.
Thank you.
It's not the best, but it's not the worst.
Can you tell our digital guys that have ignored Tommy Lugauer's dog thing that they should put a picture of Latrell and Mike Piazza next to each other and say Evan claims they look alike and we'll see what people react to it?
Without throwing anybody under the bus, a minute and a half ago, the lead digital guy just told me he's leaving.
It's 5:30. We're still on the air.
Quote, I'll finish from home.
Okay. All right, Tiki, have you seen a picture of Latrell and Mike Piazza?
I've seen Piazza and Latrell. I mean,
you got to look at pictures because it's not you thinking of them is not going to give
it
justice.
I'm looking at them. Looking at them independently.
Okay,
now.
Go ahead. What do you got?
It doesn't look, they don't look the same.
At all?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, I got a maybe.
Maybe.
Got a maybe.
I'm trying to find, because somebody's had to have done this already, so I'm trying to find them side by side.
Why do you think someone would have done this already? This is me and my dad's idea. We've had it for 20 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For 25 years, we've talked about Piazza and Latrell looking like each other. And it's just the thing. We're like, yeah, man, it's amazing. They look just like each other. And I see it, and he sees it. It's true. All right. Thank you. It is official, by the way. Julius Randle had successful shoulder surgery, according to sources, as being reported by, like, every NBA reporter right now. So he'll be reevaluated in 5 months. Julius officially out for the season. Also, I just posted... at Evan Roberts WFN, a side-by-side picture of Mike Piazza and Latrell Sprewell, so you can be the judge if you think they look alike, because I've always thought they look alike. Mm. The Met game has been rained out, so if you were excited for the Mets to try to, I don't want to say bounce back, because they did lose yesterday, but I felt motivated by their loss. I felt like it was a rare moral victory. I'm not a big moral victory guy, Tiki.
I hate that word, phrase.
I do, too, but, I mean, it was pretty...
Because you didn't actually win. But I get what you're saying, because they fought. They fought to the end.
Yeah, I think
it was a game that, honestly, I had turned off until it started to get close again.
But that's my point. Like, I think everybody turned it off. Like, the Mets were out of it. They were dead. It was 6-0 in the eighth inning, and they should have been down, like, 17-0. And they showed fight. Pete hit the 3-run home run. They got the tying run of the plate. They got the lead run of the plate. It sucks that they lost.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I hate losing. But it was a rare sign of encouragement. And I think that kind of game... where I feel encouraged can only happen against Atlanta. If that happens against any other team, I'm not sitting here telling you it was a moral victory.
Yeah.
And look, it only matters if you win. Like tomorrow's game with Max Fried on the mound against, I guess, Luis Severino. We'll see if Mendoza changes the pitching with the rainout tonight. It's an important game.
Oh, it's important, but it also, in a crazy way, it kind of favors the Mets because Sevy's been pitching, at least he did his last out.
And Fried's been throwing BP.
Fried's been terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even make it his first outing. He didn't make it through an inning.
Yeah.
So... I think, I mean...
Is he on your fantasy team?
No.
No, you should know that right away, Tiki.
No, but I think we talked about it. I think Sean and I talked about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think we ever pulled the trigger because...
Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, Sevy's not going to pitch tomorrow. Quintana will, because Quintana was scheduled to go today. Who is on your fantasy team?
Who is on our fantasy team?
We are 2 weeks into the baseball season. Do you like playing fantasy baseball?
Well, Sean handles most of it.
Do you do anything?
Every now and then.
Do you pay attention?
Sometimes. I get the alerts on my phone. That's why I end up paying attention.
I'm going to play a quick game, and then we'll get to your calls.
Yeah.
I'm going to name a baseball player. You're going to tell me if that guy is on your fantasy team or if the guy is on a different fantasy team.
Okay.
Is that a fair game to play?
Fair game.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yes, of course. Huh? We held him.
Just making sure. Cardinals reliever Giovanni Gallegos.
No.
Okay. Andrew Kittredge.
No.
Yes, he is.
Andrew Kittredge.
Andrew Kittredge.
When did we draft
Cardinals? He's a reliever. You may have just signed him in free agency.
Tiki, I had to sign him late last week. We need an extra reliever.
Well, see, there you go. That's why. I didn't draft that guy.
So you're not day-to-day on the team. You're like, no. You have broad generalizations on the team.
Yes.
And the money man.
Yes.
He's the money man?
Yes.
You're not going to pay for anything in this league? Sure, you're going to make Tiki?
Time out. I should not have said that. Mm. I had all intentions of paying. Tiki has stepped up generously.
I'm the financial backer.
And financially backed the team.
Oh, you know what I should do? It just hit me. I'm going to pay for your team. It's on me. Because you're coming and doing these book events with me.
Wow,
That's a nice little payoff. You like that, Loogie?
No, I hate it. It's a horrible idea.
What's a horrible idea?
I told you, it would present itself. Hey,
does that present itself? Is that fair?
It works.
Look at that. See? I still feel like we're not even yet. Like, I still owe you more, clearly. But $200 for our fantasy league? Done. Easy. Why are you upset about that, Loogie?
Now, Evan's our money man. By the way, we have flimsier financials than A-Rod here.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, you're welcome. Speaking of A-Rod, John in Rutherford, New Jersey, did you just meet Alex Rodriguez?
I know.
Yeah, I'll start the call by saying, Evan, thank you for being a nice human being. I saw you at the Mets game, the Severino game, that Saturday last weekend. Said hello, very kind. Let me take a selfie with you. Glorious beard and all.
No problem.
Yeah,
thanks.
So I was just walking down Madison Ave, leaving a meeting, and like A-Rod walking in front of me, no one really crowding him or anything, and I just walked up and, you know, said, hey, A-Rod, wow, even though I'm a Mets fan, you know, I said hello, you know, can I, you know, say hello, can I take a picture? Just didn't acknowledge me, so no breaking news there, I guess. Oh, nice. A-Rod, not a great guy, so then I kind of stopped, collect myself, like, all right, because I'm kind of starstruck, but also got big-timed by A-Rod, so I go back up and say, A-Rod, is that you? Mind saying hello? And just looked right through me like I was non-existent.
Wow. You know, this is the thank you for sharing that story, John.
Thank you, John.
This is why we hang the banner for A-Rod Day, and I feel dirty about it. He can't acknowledge John. He didn't say anything offensive. He was just like, yo, you A-Rod. Mm. Yo, A-Rod, big fan. And he just sees you have to defend this, Sean. You're the one who brought A-Rod Day to our world.
2 hours ago, A-Rod posted his Instagram story live in Miami. This guy saw a doppelganger. I'm just kidding. I just want to save A-Rod's face.
You made that up.
I felt guilty immediately.
You had me believing it.
I did too. I was like,
wow. He simultaneously
I don't understand that. Like, why, if you're A-Rod? By the way, great job by SNY. They have flashed the A-Rod Day sign. So if you're watching on TV, you see the sign exists, and it does. Mm-hmm. It's been up here permanently. It's A-Rod Day. It's a banner at the WFAN studios. Why wouldn't he acknowledge somebody, especially if you're not being mobbed by everybody?
Yeah, especially you're being appreciative of, even if you're not a fan. Yeah. Saying hi.
I'll defend him in this regard, because I know
to say hi. Maybe he's in a bad mood because of the whole Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it has been a bad day for A-Rod. I will defend him in this regard, because I've had this accused of me, and I can promise you it's not true. I've been accused of ignoring people, and I say, well, it's because I'm half deaf. Like, I don't hear. Like, if you said my name, I didn't turn around. It's probably because I didn't hear you.
By the way, that's fact. Evan's earphones are so loud, I can hear them.
Don't say that. My wife's listening right now. Please.
Why?
I'm lowering my headphones right now. Why? I feel so bad.
She wants you to, like...
No, she gets really upset at me that my headphones are too loud. No, she... That.
Does she not want you to be deaf at 42?
Of course she doesn't want me to be deaf at 40. I'm 40, not 42. But
you ever listen to a Steve Summers show with those headphones?
But you're not deaf yet.
Oh, but I'm on my way to being deaf.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got to keep my headphones lower. Now I'm lowering it because you got me very self-conscious. But I don't hear. So it's possible. I just want to defend Alex in that regard, that it is possible he did not hear.
But he said he acknowledged him and just ignored him. He, like, got in front of him, looked at him.
Oh, and he stared through him.
Yeah, stared through him.
That's a good point. Let's go to Frank in South Ozone Park. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good. Love the show. I've been trying to call in for a while. I haven't been able, but I'm glad I got in today.
Appreciate
it. I have something to say about the Rangers, but Tiki, my wife wants me to ask you a question. So let me make my Ranger point, and then I have to ask you a question, okay?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So the Rangers, you guys are being ridiculous today. Sean is being ridiculous because the hit on Mika wasn't really that bad. Mm-hmm. I know a lot, and I'm a big Ranger fan. And I know Laviolette hyped it up. The Trocheck hit was much worse. Evan, you're being ridiculous today because we have one antagonist on the show, and that's Sean. You saying, oh, the Rangers were just—they had a brutal. Nothing is brutal. No loss for the Rangers right now is brutal unless it's in the playoffs. At this point in the season.
By the way, I acknowledge that. That's why I was surprised that you guys were crying about. Not you necessarily, Frank, because you sound like a reasonable guy.
Right.
But a lot of your comrades were crying about it, and to me, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think you had a bad sample size, Frank. Did it bother you? Did the hit bother you?
No, the Trocheck hit and non-call bothered me, and it was. Sean, it wasn't 10 seconds. I think it was a lot more than it was maybe around 30. But besides the point. But, Evan, then you say, we all know what's going to happen. It happens every year to the Rangers. You know, that's not you. Like, you're trying to be somebody, Evan, that you're not.
No, I say it about my own teams, too.
That's him being a troll.
No, but that's the way I feel about my teams. Like, I always say that about the Mets and the Jets, that as optimistic as I get and as excited as I get, I know deep down they're not going to win. And unfortunately, there are other teams in this town that are like the teams I root for. It's not the Giants. I don't say it about them. Mm-hmm. It's not the Yankees. I don't say it about them. But unfortunately, the Mets, a team I love, the Rangers, a team you love, we kind of have that similar fate. So you can think I don't really mean it, but I think it about my own teams too, unfortunately.
I know. I listen to the Rico.
So you know.
Evan, I've been listening to you. I've been listening to you forever. So, Tiki,
I appreciate it.
I just got to ask this question.
Go ahead, dude.
My wife wants to know, when you were on Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes.
Right? She wants to know if the Teresa Joe, was Teresa really as bad as the show made her look?
What do you mean as bad?
As bad.
As bad.
No. In the fight between her and her brother, was she really that person?
Oh, that was the next season. That was the next season. So that was this past season.
Is she that unreasonable?
No, she's just emotional. She gets emotional about things at times. She's actually a good lady. She just gets emotional.
Look at that.
And just let's not get reality television twisted.
It's fake? Is that what you're going to tell us?
No, I'm not saying it's fake. It's not like works, like WWE. But it's a lot of drama smashed into like 3-4 weeks of filming. So it looks like it's chaotic all the time.
Yeah.
But everybody actually kind of gets along.
Interesting.
So, I mean, some of it is real, but nobody was so bad you're not going to say hello to them. You know what I mean?
No, I got you. So, I got you. By the way, we have an update on Anthony Volpe leading off from Aaron Boone. Very, very interesting. So if you're just tuning in, and we talked about this a lot when it came out at about 3:45, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. The Yankees made a decision today with their lineup. For the first time this season, Anthony Volpe is going to lead off. And this is something we talked about yesterday, how I'm a proponent of it because Volpe is hitting, he's performing, and to me, he looks like the leadoff hitter of the future. He's got all the attributes you would want from a leadoff hitter. The amount of pitches he sees per plate appearance, the speed, the stolen bases, the ability to get on base. According to Aaron Boone, moving Anthony Volpe into the leadoff spot was, quote, more about Gleyber Torres. He says he senses Torres was pressing at the top of the order.
I mean, I can see that because think about what we said going into this season based on his success last year where there were games, I mean, stretches where he was the best hitter on the team,
Gleyber
Torres. This is last season. And then in spring training, he was great. So I can see that. He wasn't expecting to be the leadoff hitter.
And he wasn't performing. Like, the Yankees, and it's kind of a testament to how great the Yankees have been to start the year, they have a lot of guys on the team that are not performing. Gleyber Torres being one of them. Aaron Judge being another one of them. And yet, they're winning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding a way to win every single game. So, Gleyber Torres has not been a world beater as a leadoff hitter. But I thought, at least my opinion on it, was the reason I was going to make the flip was not as much about Gleyber, but more about Anthony Volpe profiles more of a leadoff hitter than Gleyber Torres does.
True, but either reason makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Look, sometimes it doesn't matter the reason as long as you get what you think is the right thing. To me, the right thing is leading off Anthony Volpe, so it doesn't matter if the reason was this or the reason was that. But both things can be true at the same time. Like, Gleyber Torres has not been that productive, and Aaron Boone is sensing that he's pressing. I also just don't think, like, in a perfect world, if Gleyber Torres is Gleyber Torres, he's a leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
He's not. He's more of a fifth, sixth, seventh hitter anyway.
He doesn't profile as one. He's a good fill-in with DJ out, at least in our minds, before we knew that Anthony Volpe was going to be the leadoff hitter. But honestly, you've said it for a while. Anthony Volpe profiles as the perfect leadoff hitter.
Yes.
Gleyber Torres was the good substitute for DJ. Now, when DJ comes back, or if he comes back, or when he's fully healthy, that's when the question arises. Like, what do you do with Anthony Volpe?
If he's performing like a leadoff hitter, he's the leadoff hitter.
because even though DJ profiles more of a leadoff hitter than Gleyber does, Volpe profiles more of a leadoff hitter than even DJ
yes,
does.
Yes, but Volpe hasn't done it successfully yet.
No, he's got to do it successfully.
And so when DJ comes back, we know that he can do it.
Yeah, he's I think we need to see what Volpe does right now. Now, according to Aaron Boone, Volpe hitting leadoff, quote, could be something here long term, but we'll keep it fluid. So it could be the answer. Look, if he performs the way, not even I want to say the way he's performed so far, because he's not going to hit 400. I'm not claiming that. But if he's performing at a high level, at the level we expect him to perform, it's over. He's the leadoff hitter. And Aaron Boone is going to get to do something that's sort of unique in baseball. He's going to get to write down the same 1-2-3 hitters for a long time, at least for the rest of this season, because Juan Soto is a free agent. Right. But if they sign Juan Soto long term, which I think everybody has extreme confidence in right now, that could be your 1-2-3 for the next decade. And how special is that?
Oh, baby. That's multiple parades.
Mm-hmm. Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
Look
Luis,
at you.
Luis Gil at the top of the rotation, too.
Luis Gil at the top of the rotation.
That's a big decade.
Can he get through five innings first before we do that?
After this year.
Okay. Just making sure.
Got to lose that innings count.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.